Maryland's News Now.
On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
I think it's probably fair to say that in general, people don't like the IRS, maybe for good reason. Maybe it's just a perception problem. But this story of targeting certain political groups and the following reaction is a lesson on how not to handle a scandal. Kelsey Snell is a tax reporter for Politico and joins us now to talk more about it. Kelsey, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
I think when you look at the chain of events, your first question is, what were they thinking? So let's start from the beginning and sort of how they let the cat out of the bag.
Well, the part where this really all starts is that way back in 2012, so I guess a year ago, there were some complaints coming out that conservative groups were being targeted for extra scrutiny. The inspector general for the IRS was tipped off, and they started doing an investigation. Well, about a year later, the investigation was complete, and they were ready to put out a report. So the IRS decided they wanted to get out in front of it and get an apology out there. But they didn't do it the normal way, which is, you know, put out a press release or to have some sort of long conversation with members of the press or, you know, or even just do some sort of TV conference. Instead, they planted a question at a tax conference, and Lois Lerner, who was running the nonprofit group, said, "Oh yeah, that's a big problem that we've been having. Sorry about that," and it set off a firestorm.
Yeah, so, and you even talked with people who were at this conference, and it was an American Bar Association conference, who said they were so taken aback at the way that this was, the turn that this sort of general Q&A was going, they couldn't believe what was happening.
So, yeah, I spoke with the woman who was running that panel, who's the chair of that section of the ABA, and she told me that, you know, usually when they have a conversation like this, one of these big public forums, it's kind of a polite conversation. It's not a time to take someone to task. And the question came out of left field and really surprised everyone at the conference. And the only reason that it got out there is because it looks like some reporters from the Associated Press may have been tipped off that this was going to be released.
I know that there are people who make their living out of helping companies handle scandals. And I'm wondering if they sort of thought that the IRS thought that this would fly under the radar somehow by releasing it at this conference.
You know, we talked to some people about that very issue, and the way that the IRS is framing it right now, earlier today in a hearing, they were framing it as, you know, so Stephen Miller, who resigned as the commissioner of the IRS, tried to frame it as, you know, we thought if we apologized beforehand, people wouldn't be so angry. They thought it would diffuse the situation, and when the report came out, it wouldn't be so bad. Instead, it just made them look like they were lying.
Yeah, and I guess another big lesson in this for people trying to deal with scandal is you should definitely let your bosses not be caught off guard.
Yeah, it doesn't look good when the people above you are, you know, just standing around scratching their head. The idea was that they were trying to, people who in the IRS were trying to insulate, kind of create some sort of a firewall so that their mistakes and their problems wouldn't roll uphill and burn people on the way. But it turned out that, you know, that doesn't work. When people don't know things, they look dumb or they look uninformed or they look like they're avoiding questions or lying. And none of those are good situations to be in when you're a public figure.
So they pretty much broke all the rules and did all the wrong things.
Yeah, that's about right. I mean, we can't right now find a single thing that they did right in this situation.
All right, Kelsey Snell, tax reporter for Politico. The story's not over yet. We thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.